The Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
Right now, we're in the middle of a 715 Second Date Update. It's JR and Beth on Y100. All right, so Drew reached out to us. He sounds very laid back. They went to Carrabba's. They had a good time. What are your feelings, Beth?
I like Drew. I feel like it would be easy to carry a conversation with him. He sounds like very charismatic and funny. So I think that's what a lot of girls are looking for. So I'm interested to see what Colleen possibly did not like about him.
All right, we're going to try to call Colleen right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Colleen?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Colleen. This is JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've ever heard us do this before. We do it every single morning. It's called the 715 Second Date Update.
Yes, I'm a listener.
Okay, well, cool. I'm glad you listen. And good news is now you're a caller and you're, I guess, a contestant or a person.
Yeah,
You are, we want to ask you about a date you recently went on, Colleen, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I have a feeling I know who this is about.
This is about Drew. Is that who you thought it was?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Drew reached out to us because he's very confused why you guys aren't talking right now. I guess you guys met on Bumble. You guys went to Carrabba's. He said he got you an Uber there and Uber back, you know, because you guys had some wine. And now he's been trying to reach out, hasn't heard anything back from you, and kind of wants to know what's going on, what happened.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, super great guy, gentleman. And he had his phone on the table, which I had mine in my purse. You know, I mean, I had the best friend on backup, like, if things go down really bad, like, to call me and, like, bail me out of my date. Right? Standard operating.
Yeah, I have Chris on speed dial at all times, just in case.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, all right, sorry, go ahead.
Right? So, so that phone goes off, which we're on a date. Like, why are you, like, who's pinging you, right? And then he answers that, and then another sound goes off, and there's another phone in his pocket.
Okay.
Like, why do you have two phones?
What did you ask
him? Who do you think you are? Like, well, no, but why do you have two phones? What's the need for a second phone? And then third of all, why are both of them going off? What's going on? Like, who do you think you are?
Well, I mean, he could have one for work, but, like, was he cocky about these phones? I feel like you're saying, who does he think he is?
Right.
Were you being cocky about this?
Why did he have two phone lines? That's ridiculous.
Well, a lot of people have two for, like, you get a work phone that the work pays for, and then maybe you don't want, like, your personal friends and your personal texts.
Listen, work pays for, like, half of my phone line. So come on.
Okay, well, listen, we can find out why he has two phones because we actually have him on the phone with us. I don't know what phone he's calling from, but we do have him on the phone.
That's true.
You there, buddy?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. I do have a job phone. I'm a contractor, and so when jobs are done...
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop you, Drew, because seriously... This is, like, an old story that I've heard before, and the guy before you said the same thing, and guess what?
You could have asked me.
It wasn't true. It was a big fat lie. So I'm not going to believe you.
Well, Colleen, wait. Colleen, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he has to say about it.
Probably no, too, though. He could be, like, lying to his people, getting himself out of a hole.
Okay, here's the deal. Yeah, I didn't even really think about it being, disrespectful. I mean, I do have a son, so I do have my phone on me at all times, and my other phone is my job phone, and like I said, when jobs come in, it's a pretty high...
On Friday night at like 7:30? Really?
Yes. Well, my guys work late at night, and you could have just asked me right then, but I had both phones. I wasn't trying to hide them, obviously. I mean, you could have asked at any time.
That's true. Players hide the second phone. That's how you know. You don't ever find it.
First of all, like, my phone was, like, on silent, like, in my purse, like, hidden. I could have had it out on the table and been on Instagram and have all my friends texting, but no. Listen,
oh boy.
The guy I dated before you, like, it was just his story, and he was a big fat liar, and he was a player, and he had all these girls on both of these different phones that they didn't find out about each other, so I just don't believe you.
I tell you what, this is who I think I am. I am sorry I wasted your guys' time this morning, but the universe has spoken, And I will not be calling Colleen again because I just found out the answer on the type of person she is. So I appreciate the date we had, but I think we're going to end things now.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. Yeah, I think it might be a good idea.
So we don't have to wait for
a
second date.
Nah. Whoa.
All right, Colleen, thanks for coming on with us and answering some questions or letting us know what your concerns were. And Drew, I'm glad you got some answers, my friend. And I wish you guys both luck.
I appreciate you.
All right, thanks, man.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.